Davidson was listening into the back end of that conversation. Marama tēnā koe.
Atamari e dao morena.
Now, you'd know this better than most. I mean, you call Mandurewa home. There are people rattling their cups on the corner of Weymouth and Great South every single day. There are people living sometimes in obvious, sleeping sometimes in obvious spots, but sadly sometimes in not so obvious spots. There is danger on the streets. And these move-on orders seem draconian in the fact that they are criminalising young people for being homeless. What's your gut feeling about what we're witnessing here, and is it more a political stunt, bearing in mind that the police already have significant powers in this regard, but now the coalition government crowing that they're cleaning up the streets like the sheriff riding into town and cleaning out the bad guys?
It's actually outrageous, and my gut feels sick is how my puku is feeling, though. This government, through their policy decisions, have made homelessness worse. It has reached a record high. And then they criminalise people for the problem that they have made worse. It's heinous and it's cruel, Dale. Dale, I've just spent a week travelling around the motu. I've met with frontline organisations, violence prevention organisations. We know what works. We know that investing social workers, youth workers, building specific housing needs, including supported housing for rangatahi. I've had these people sit down, youth workers, social workers, organisations, sit down and tell me how they have been able to reduce police call-outs, how they have been able to support young people to hold each other to account and choose better pathways for their lives. Why? It's not rocket science, housing and wraparound support, Dale. We know what works. This government is reducing funding from the departments and agencies whose job it is to provide the support, but at the same time, they have cut the funding also from the community organisations who are trying to clean up the mess and trying to mop it up. My puku is sick. We know what the solutions are. The Greens would do things so much differently and invest in those community solutions.
Tēnā koe. If you've got a record, issues are compounded. Many of these are our young people, Marama, and we know that this is the most difficult time for rangatahi in the history of our country. The down employment rates have skyrocketed. Job availability is virtually nil. And we've just got so many of our rangatahi who must feel so disillusioned with life in New Zealand. After years of taking pride in the way that we support the most vulnerable, and yet we can have them languish on the streets with no prospects. I mean, it's deplorable, the situation for our rangatahi, and compounded even more so for rangatahi Māori. What signs of this immense difficulty are surfacing in your community of Manurewa, but also perhaps even down in Wellington, there might be signs of the same? What are you seeing on the streets, Marama?
Oh, I live in Manurewa. We've got our local South Mall shopping centre area. We've also got the community organisations, the grassroots community-led organisations, who are dealing with this every single day, Dale. I belong to the Facebook groups and the social media groups where we congregate. People are so desperate, Dale. Call-outs for kai, for furniture, for clothing. The organisations are run off their feet and are struggling and are calling for more and more support. The food bank funding has been cut. So the fall and the burden on the shoulders of organisations in the community are struggling, but the demand has increased. I think, Dale, you and I, and probably every whānau, particularly Māori and Pacifica, knows of or can think of at least one rangatahi who is contemplating or has gone to Australia as a result of not being able to find employment, as a result of high cost of living here. Things do not have to be that way. We can instead be taxing the super rich and investing back in creating jobs to make the things that our communities need, like building homes, like protecting our taiao and our living systems, like building the clean energy infrastructure, solar panels that we need. We can be doing so much better than this.
Tēnā koe. Your trip around the country as well, highlighting your efforts in the anti-sexual and domestic violence area. I know too that there was a significant challenge to the gender issue, which is again under legislation. So you got that one rolling through at the same time. You've got anti-Māori legislation and now move on orders. All of it has a Māori influence. And I wonder if you might also touch base on a kaupapa that I think Gabriel Brain is running called Anti-War Aotearoa. So there are a number of issues there. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to touch base on a couple, please, Marama.
Oh, yes, I will. And they're all connected, Dale. This is the thing. All of those issues are connected. I wonder if I can highlight that this government in the budget, the last budget that we've just recently seen, in their budget, they have a proposal to cut a third of the workforce at the centre of family violence and sexual violence prevention. I have seen this entire term, the Minister for Violence has not been afforded an extra dollar of new funding, not one single announcement for new funding this entire term. But what we have seen instead is this government clawing back, claiming back funding that I was really proud to announce from last term. So family violence and sexual violence prevention has moved away from being a priority for this government. The Prevention Violence Centre existed to have an overview across all of the government departments and hold the government departments to account for violence prevention. Our people know that many of those government departments were perpetuating further harm, that actually we had heard from women, from survivors of sexual violence, family violence, that when they would disclose or report or seek help for violence, that actually the departments could make it worse. That is heinous. And now we have just seen from this government that they are wanting to cut the funding to that very centre that was holding the accountability and the overview for the government's harm. So I'm sadly not surprised, but really deeply, deeply disappointed to see this government continue to remove the very support for violence prevention that our, departments and agencies need to be held accountable for. Every dollar we fail to invest in stopping violence before it starts comes back many, many times over, many, many times over in hospitals, schools, courts, prisons, and most importantly, in the generational well-being of tamariki and whānau. So, this is all connected. And this is why the government are providing these distractions, whether it's against trans people or Māori, and bowing down to Trump. And this is where the warmongering that this government is providing, because they're basically putting New Zealand up for hire to the US and bowing down to Trump and Trump's insane wishes. So these are all connected, Dale. More money for bombs and violence while cutting the actual funding for violence prevention.
Well, let's see this through. This, it is an election year. We're going to get this sort of politics of distraction. Important issues going on, yet they're talking about homelessness orders as though that is the number one challenge. We've got rising cost of living. We've got lessening pūtera, as Marama has touched on, to very important kaupapa. And not the least of them, what we're witnessing on a global and geopolitical sense as well. In saying that, thumbs up to those who marched against the gender bill. How important it is we keep our eye on that, Marama. And also what's happening in the Middle East, although there are some overtones or suggestions that they're not far away from a peace deal, but it still does feel like the bully's got his way, and we'll be hearing more about it. I can't see it being final and complete because our Arab states like Mali stand proud.
I mean, this is why, Dale, the most important investment needs to go in building our local resilience, Dale. The billions and billions of dollars to try and appease Trump. Well, we know our little bit of extra machinery and infrastructure here and there is not going to make a whoop of a difference. But also, Dale, look, I want to point something out. I've had people from that sector say to me, all of those billions of dollars to defence are still not going to the ground. They're still not going to pay and properly house the actual workers, Dale. They're going to machinery and infrastructure, but leaving the actual people still struggling, Dale. So that's something important for us to note. But yes, we should be investing in our own resilience, in our people, ensuring our people are well, are housed, have what they need to live good lives. That is some of the, that's what we do have control over. That is how we arm ourselves, if you like, for the global insecurity and instability that is happening that we do not have control over. We should instead be investing in the well-being and the health of our people and our living systems environment that we all depend on.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much, Marama. Always neat to catch up Monday mornings. So many issues on the table. July 2 is the move on orders closing date for submissions. Marama Davidson with us on Monday mornings. Thank you, Tuahine. I look forward to our next cordial soon.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe.